Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with a KYC News Minor Update. The respiratory bacteria first confirmed to be infecting wild Alaska sheep and goats last week has now been found in additional animals. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced this afternoon that an additional 9 Dall sheep and 3 more mountain goats have tested positive for Mycoplasma ovni pneumoniae, often known as MOV. The infected animals were found over a wide range of the state, including the Alaska, Brooks, and Wrangell Mountain ranges. MOV is a bacteria that can impair a sheep or goat's ability to clear its lungs of other bacteria, making it more vulnerable to disease. Before last week, the bacteria hadn't been reported in wild sheep or goat populations in the state. Wildlife managers had been on the lookout for the bacteria because it's blamed for contributing to bighorn sheep die-offs in the lower 48. Last week, the department reported the positive tests for MOV in 4 sheep in the Talkeetna Mountains and in 2 goats on the Kenai Peninsula. The city of Fairbanks will apply for a federal grant to help pay for additional firefighters. During last night's meeting, the city council approved a resolution in support of applying for a $750,000 Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response, or SAFER grant, to fund the hire of 4 additional firefighters for 3 years. City Mayor Jim Matherly cited several reasons for upping staffing, most significantly, a 26% rise in EMS calls and outside fire departments pulling back on responses inside the city.
It's all leaning towards more firefighters for me. That's what I see, and that's what the SAFER grant can help us do.
Councilmember Jerry Cleworth questioned taking on additional firefighters in light of the potential future cost of keeping them on staff post-grant. Cleworth suggested the city explore other options like using private ambulances, community service patrols, EMS interns, and volunteers to help cover calls.
Why can't we use volunteers in the city of Fairbanks? If we have people out there who are EMTs and paramedics who are trained and they want to come and volunteer for 4 hours a day, why not? Why do we say no to that so they have to go into the borough and volunteer?
The fire department attributes the rise in EMS demand largely to calls regarding incapacitated individuals, and Councilmember Valerie Therrien expressed concern about delays in EMS response.
When you look at the incapacitated increase of 62%, that has to be part of the opiate epidemic that our state and nation is facing. And to not be able to take care of those people because we don't have the staffing just seems incomprehensible to me.
The council approved the resolution to apply for the SAFER grant, with Cleworth the only no vote. The city expects to hear back on the grant in July. If successful, the council will consider whether or not to accept the money. A few hundred students from Fairbanks area schools staged a walkout this afternoon to call for new policies aimed at ending gun violence at school. The walkout started at 1:58 p.m., or 17 minutes before high school let out for the day, in remembrance of the 17 people gunned down at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, on February 14th. A national school walkout day took place last week, but Fairbanks area students were on spring break. A rough estimate is that 100 Lathrop students walked out of class, while another 100 walked out at West Valley. It's not clear how many Hutchison students participated. The principal, Ben Eielson, said about 20 of his students participated. Other high school students in the Fairbanks-North Star Borough did not appear to have joined the protests. A district spokeswoman said in a text message that no students at North Bowl High School walked out. The head teacher at Effie Cochran Early College Charter School said in an email that he was not aware of any students participating at that school. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.